Says the Chofetz Chaim, the last chelik of the Hakdama. Va'achale la'koyu'a noim, I beg of you, my dear reader. Ula yimtza ezadova. Maybe you'll find something. Shloyeh niroloi ba'ashkofu rishoyna, you may not like it so much. In be'etzem hadin, ki yoimeshu chumru ba'om. Oh, come on. That's such a chumra. Oy, I'm yichas halosha lo yitzoycho, kitz halosha, maybe I wrote too much, maybe I wrote too little. Maybe someone will say, oh, I think that's a mistake. Unless you look in the sources. Says the Chofetz Chaim in every single thing that you're going to read in this book. The Chofetz Chaim looked into it, and he says even more than that. I spoke it over with some of the biggest people that there are. I searched. To make sure there's no stima to what I'm saying in Shas. Sometimes it took me days when I was thinking about one item. The Chofetz Chaim is explaining, not because he's trying to show you how choshev he is and how much time he spent on it, but he's trying to show you that what he's writing here has been really thought and considered in an amazing way. That when you Be'ez Hashem, and this is what we're going to be starting to do, when we go through the Halacha and the way the Chofetz Chaim spells them out with the examples and all the wonderful stories that he brings and everything, we should realize this is not stam a sefer that he put together. The Chofetz Chaim spent years of amelus and labor day and night and day and day thinking about different things of how to write it and shas and is there makoyus and is it correct and not correct. And therefore you should not take it lightly what he writes. When you read these words, you should see things correctly, straightly. Every word in the sefer was written properly. Sometimes they could have changed the lashon to make it a bit longer, a little bit shorter. The man here nekel lahavin amechuvim boy, in order to make things easier for maybe for you. No way. So the Chofetz Chaim, if something's a bit lengthy, it's the reason is because I'm quoting a vision and I never want to change the lashon the vision. Amazing. Look what the Chofetz Chaim is writing. If you done me, says the Chofetz Chaim, the Kaf's course, that when I'm writing is correct and I did it with a good cheshbon, with all the consideration in mind, then Hamokom Yadineu LeKaf's course. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also done you LeKaf's course. Gam Chibaltes HaSeif HaZeh Psicha Ruka Rechava. Amazing. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what is this? A huge psicha, right? As we're going to see in a minute. Hakdama Shama Vakamo Lavim Asim Rogi Lava Misha'inanism Isa Mar Shaloshan Hori Rechidas. We're going to see how many Lavim a person can be over on. Okay, Gavim Asim in Mishnah Dorim. There's a Mishnah Dorim in Menachos also that tells us that when a person can do one Maisa and schlep along with that Maisa so many Lavim. And the Chofetz Chaim is going to say that's the reason why we need such a big psicha, which coming up in a minute. Ula yiten Hashem shal yedei kaf yinogi vayetze b'rosu tzgoy de amuhuma amachshela shu oysa yedei diburay. And the Chofetz Chaim finishes his Akdoma to the Sefer with the following thought. Gam levad ze yaduahu mashuhuva b'medrash rabo parshas nosoi. The Medrash says as follows. Zeh l'shem im yogato harbe b'divayem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meisei Yetzahara Mimcha. This is such a wonderful statement, right? For those people that after we learned some of the statements, some of the Hakdomas that we mentioned in this Hakdoma previously in the last couple of days. So people have complained and they said, you know, this is so difficult. It's so hard. It's such a chomer. It's so stringent. How is it possible for us to ever have any idea of how to get out of this Issa? Says the Chofetz Chaim, let me read to you the Medrash, and this is something that's going to carry us through the entire Sefer of Lashon Hara. And that is, when you work on something, when you learn something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Yetzer Hara for that thing. And it's a klal in anything. Whenever, this is the famous Chofetz Chaim klal, I once asked this question to our Goyen Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I asked this on Shlichus or somebody else. Somebody asked me that he was unfortunately over on the Yisra Basav Acholov and he wanted to know a tshuva. So I happened to be going to Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita and I said to him, Rebbe, what do we do for somebody that was unfortunately by mistake, or maybe it was not my mistake, whatever the situation was over on the Yisra Basav Acholov? So he said to me, Parshut, he said to me, this is called the Chofetz Chaim. Learn the halachas. when you learn the halacha, the horror for that halacha goes away. So for not for one moment should anybody think when you learn these halachas, oh, it's so difficult, come on, it's not for me, it's impossible, I'll never get there, come on. No, said the Chofetz Chaim, what we're doing here right now tonight, and over the next few weeks and months, Be'ezah Hashem, what we're doing is not only learning these halachas to know what to be careful about, what we're doing is we're being mekayim the medrash, which means by sitting here tonight, we're not only learning Torah. We're not only learning what's negated to us, how to learn how to speak during the day to our friends, our chavrusas, our rebbeim. But what we're doing here is we're taking away the yetzer hara for lashon hara. When you learn these halachos, all of a sudden you won't have a taiva to speak about somebody in a bad way. And therefore don't worry that these halachos are difficult and hard and how's it going to get, how are we going to manage? No. When you sit here with us in this wonderful setting, learning together these halachos as we're doing now, you're doing a most beautiful thing. You're taking away the kliach of that yetzer hara. It's an amazing thought. Okay. On Maritia Libby, I thought to say, Efshe Shal Yidei Shianu B'Sefer Zeh Shuhu Melukah Mekol Divei Rishonim B'Inin Zeh V'Yisbonenu Boi Lo Yishloi Kol Kacha Yetzer Hara Ba'Oven Zeh Zdov Chavetz Chaim. I'm taking from this Medrash that if a person sits and learns and thinks and toils and really works on these halachos of Lashon Hara, so the Yetzer Hara won't be able to be showed it so much. And once you start slightly getting away from this terrible aveira, eventually you start getting used to it, you start getting an understanding of how to speak, with whom what to speak, and all these sorts of things. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, this is the path for the future. Unfortunately, the reason, as we explained so many times already so far, only run the Hakdama, it's all because of habits, all because of herigol, people are so used to it. But if you start on certain small occasions, once a day, once a week, whatever it is, and you stop yourself and say, hey, that's Lashon Hara, I shouldn't say that, however juicy it is and exciting it is. We've spoken about in the original Hakdama how a person has to realize how bad minutes you have if you're speaking about bad minutes about other people. So start thinking about working on yourself by working on not speaking badly against other people. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, if you start in a small way, eventually it leads to a big way. He be oven ze harbe memenu ha hergoloise ve haba le toy mesayne. So the Gemara Yuma Daf Lamed Ches tells us that if a person comes to try to purify himself, they help him. Right? The Gemara Makkos says that if which means if a person wants to do something, says the Marisha over there in the Gemara, says the Marisha Daf Yud, zug the Marisha, that the Malachim come, one on either side of you, and these Malachim take you to the place that you want to go. Zug the Gemara, if a person wants to do something in the right way, it could be even in the bad way, zug the Marisha, two Malachim come and help you. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you're sitting here tonight learning Shmiras Halashon, you're learning Lashon Hara, you want to stop, you want to try to stop, you know what a godless that is. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, and I'm adding those words, we probably have the Marishah's promise that we have two Malachim coming to help us, and all it is a person to try and to want to try. Uvizchus zeh ends the Chofetz Chaim the Hakdama Ovolitzi and Goyal Bemhev Yamenu Amen. That Avad the Chofetz Chaim is teaching us such a yisod, and there was a reason why the Chofetz Chaim wrote such a beautiful Hakdama with such length and such interesting halachas and interesting hashkofa that really gives us a real foundation of what we're about to start Be'ezah Hashem, even though in a Chanami next year is going to be the psicha to the halacha of Lashon Hara, which is very, very short, and then Be'ezah Hashem we start the actual halachas that are negeya. Be'ezah Hashem, join us.